Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Junior Giant Speech. This is Junior Giant Speech right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are happy to have you with us this morning. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And it's a beautiful day here in the city of Atlanta, and we're just glad to be broadcasting from here. I'm happy to have with me this morning our Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, and I just want to reiterate that we have a wonderful group of young people working with us here on the Junior Giant Speaks radio show. We were congratulating several of them on their grades. They were saying they have either straight A's or all A's and one B. I think Simeon is reporting straight A's, and so congratulations, Simeon.
Thank you.
And congratulations to Imaji and Ariel for almost all A's and one B. Congratulations, ladies. Hello? Well, congratulations to them. They're doing very well. We're going to keep going with our show this morning. I also, as always, I want to thank the parents and the grandparents for their support in helping us to get the show together and making sure that the young people are prepared. I want to let you know that we still are recruiting for Junior Giant reporters. They must be between the ages of 7 and 12. For information, you can either call me, and my number is 678-516-5570, or you can go to our website. We have a new website address. That address is www.juniorgiantspeak.com. Again, that's www.juniorgiantspeak.com. And on the Connect page, you can fill in the information and send it to us, and we will get that information so that we can register you or register your child as a Junior Giant reporter. And so we're going to go on and get started this morning. Imaji, are you back with us today?
Yes.
All right. We're going to go on and get started. Today we're going to talk about being world changers. I believe that the group of young people that God has blessed me with for this show are young people that are in that category. World changers are people who are willing to take chances, to strive to do something different. They don't have to be like everybody else. They are not afraid. And the reason that I believe God gave me this topic this morning is because I want the young people that we work with to learn how to dream and to not be afraid to dream and expect for their dreams to come true. Anytime you have a dream, you have to know that it's going to take quite a bit of work, but the work will pay off. And so when we're talking about a world changer, we're talking about someone who is not afraid to dream, not afraid to think big. Sometimes we think it's always the other person that's going to do wonderful things. But when you're thinking about being a world changer, you have to realize that just like God blessed other people to change things in the world, he can bless you to change things in the world. When you're a world changer, you're also looking for opportunities to gather information about your dream. So if you're dreaming about being a politician, you need to know political things. You need to know what kind of politician you want to be, what office it is you want to hold. At some point in time, our president had to believe that it was possible for him to be president. And so he had to know the things that presidents know. He had to be able to go and get an education and know that an education was going to be important in his goals. And so what I'm trying to get the young people to see is that they are world changers. And you may not change the entire world, but you may change the area in which you live. But you never know how God is going to use you. And our show is based on the story of David and Goliath. Everybody thinks that Goliath was the hero or the giant in that, but in my eyes, David was really the giant. He was a junior giant, and so he wasn't afraid to think big. He had to think big to be able to kill Goliath, and so our junior giants, in my eyes, are giant slayers, and it's time for them to maintain that level of thought, that big things that come into their path that seem to obstruct them going forward or stop them from going forward are not things that have to absolutely stop them, because God will give them the wisdom and the know-how to kill that giant. And so we're going to get started. We have several of our young people here this morning. I think this morning I would like to start off with Simeon. Good morning, Simeon. How are you?
Good.
Good. How was your week this week?
Pretty good.
It was pretty good? Okay.
Yes.
I want you to go on and give us your report.
Okay. Good morning. Today I am going to talk about how I stop gun control and how to go against it. The thing I can do to control gun shootings is to make laws. One law could be people under 20 years old can't own guns. Another law would be at school, security have to check every student before entering their classes. I also could hold a protest against gun shootings. This is Simeon's Bay reporting to you.
Okay. So, Simeon, yours was gun control, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you want to change that?
Because too many people are getting shot with their guns at school.
Okay, and that's a good reason. You would help change laws. So what is it that you can do right now? How old are you?
10.
You're 10 years old. What is it that Simeon, the 10-year-old Simeon, can do to help with the gun control issue? Or are you too young?
Oh, nobody's too young.
Okay.
One thing, I could hold, like, sometimes people have an area where they have, like, a police officer, and people give up the guns, they put them in a box, and they no longer own them.
Okay.
So they won't, people won't get shot at school. Like the girl a couple weeks ago got shot at school when she snuck a gun into school.
Okay. So you would have a what is it called, a gun return, where you turn in your gun?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's an idea. Okay. And it doesn't mean, I mean, it is possible for you to do things even when you're a child. That's the message that I want you all to get today. And to those of you who are listening, being a child does not stop you from doing great things. And when we talk about, I was just talking about David and Goliath. David did great things as a child, not to mention the things that he went on to do as a young man. But as a child, he did great things, and he did great things because he asked God for help, and he considered God in everything that he did. So, Simeon, that was a good one. And gun control is very important in the day and the time that we're living in, because it's a real fight in our country for people who want to hold on to the gun. I'm not quite sure why, but it's a big fight, and so that was an excellent, that's an excellent one to start off with, gun control, because we are in need of some type of legislation or laws to control the guns. We're going to keep moving. And the question that I posed to the young people was, if you could change anything in the world, what would you change and how would you go about changing it? Because they are world changers. They're not just in the future world changers, but they can start doing things now at the ages that they are to make changes in the world or to impact their world. So we're going to move on, and we're going to go to Miss Ariana. Good morning, Ariana. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Talk to me about changing the world. And can you speak into your microphone?
Oh, you can't. Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Is it good enough? Because I don't.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Being a world changer. If I could change anything in the world, it would be to change the rate of cancer for men and women. I would want the government to give scientists more money for cancer research so that we can start giving more treatments to help stop it before it spreads to other parts of the body, making rewards for the person itself. I would try to write letters about the rate of cancer in the world and how it affects family members every day. It affects people because I think it's to do with a lot. I don't know.
Okay, so you would ask the government for more cancer research money.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I couldn't finish it because I don't know what to talk about.
Okay. So tell me, Ariana, why?
Because I have experience because my grandmother had breast cancer, but she is a survivor now, and I'm thankful for that God actually did heal her from cancer. But there are other people who don't survive from cancer because people die every day of cancer, and it affects their family members in many different ways. It can make them bleed, and sometimes they don't get to live to see their grandchildren grow up, or sometimes when people lose their best friends because of cancer.
Okay, that's a good reason. So what is it that you can do? How old are you? You're 12.
Yeah, I will try to do everything I can do at this age to help people in the world with cancer.
What could you do now at this age? Think about it. What could you do?
I would try to keep on trying to talk to government leaders, start at government leaders in the states, and then as it kind of progresses over time as I get older, I will try to help people around the world trying to tell the government that we really do need to change the way we work sometimes because the way the government distributes money, sometimes they don't give enough money for scientists for actually cancer research.
Okay. And when I'm asking, that's a very good answer. While I'm asking you all these questions, I really want you to think about what can you do? And sometimes because you're kids, you may think, well, you know, I can't really do anything. But sometimes a letter from a child will go further than a letter from an adult. So if there's things that you want to change, and you know you have to start with the local government, one of the first things that you need to do is you need to find out who your local leaders are in your community, in your city, in your state, okay? And then you write a letter. I mean, it can't hurt. You never get a miss until you try. But if you never try anything, you never get any type of responses. You'll never make changes. And so it's okay to want to make change, but the thing is what are you going to do? Wanting, doing two different things. And so I want you guys to start thinking about what can I honestly do? Is this something that I'm really passionate about? I really have feelings about? I really want to see this change? And if it is, then think about what you can do and do it. Don't just think about it, but you actually have to put the action into place. Find out who your local leaders are, those that are making the laws, those that are allocating money. Find out who they are and write them a letter. And you may have to write another letter. I remember there's a story about a girl who wrote so many letters until the people finally gave them what they want. But in the meantime, while she was writing these letters, they wrote her and told her, please stop writing. But she never stopped writing. She kept writing and kept writing until she got what it is that she was asking for. So it's going to take persistence, but if that's your goal, if that's the way that you want to affect the world, because you were brought to this earth to make a difference. You weren't supposed to just blend into the woodwork and be like everybody else. And so this is to all our listeners. Young people, you were supposed to, God created you to be great. And he meant for you to do great things, but you've got to allow him to let greatness work out in you. And so you have to ask him to show you how to do and what you need to do. But that's very good, Ariana. One of the things that I've noticed in just knowing you in the last few years is that you really have a heart for people being well, getting well. And that's a real that's a very admirable desire. So that was very good. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to go keep moving. And I want to talk with Miss Amaji. Good morning, Amaji. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
It was good.
It was good. And congratulations on your grade.
Thank you.
Okay, I want you guys to keep up the good work. I love hearing the stories about you all's grades. But go right ahead with your story.
I like to be different, to wear things that a lot of people wouldn't, to make sure I'm all about the books and not the latest fashion or what's going on in celebrities' lives. Being different can influence people. It can change a whole lot of mindsets of people and can make them want to be like you. My mom tells me a lot how different I am and how that can influence people, so I try my best to make sure that it's in a good way, a way that can edify you and make you stand out from the rest of your peers and even people older than you. And sooner or later, you'll be the leader making a difference as well, so it's basically a chain reaction. I feel that if you can persuade one person to do the right thing, then it will continue. Then others will be looking at that, seeing the difference that you made in that one person just by being different and standing up for what you know is right. Change is not always what people want to go through, but it's really not something you can avoid. Change can be difficult. It can make you frustrated knowing that you got used to how it was, and now someone or something is changing everything again. So when you try and make the difference, not many people are going to want to go through with change. Like when you're going to a higher grade, especially if it means changing to a higher school, all of a sudden you're the new kid again. Everything is harder and you have a lot to learn. Then before, making the grade before you look easier, but not for the people that are just getting there. Changing is difficult, but when you make the change, there's somebody else that will be there trying to get through the same thing you went through, so you can help them with whatever that uncomfortable change will bring. But when you look at the results, it's totally worth it when you find out that everything you went through wasn't as bad as you probably thought it was. So influence would be how I can make a change.
I like that. I like that very much. There is a saying that says, you be the change that you want to see in the world. And if you can influence other people to make changes, especially as young Christians, if you can influence other children to be Christians based on you, based on your walk or the light that they see in you, that's a powerful change. I loved that. That's very powerful. That's very powerful because the Bible tells us that you are the light of the world, that you're like a city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid because of your light. And this is something very powerful. Excellent job, first of all. But the thing is that if you try to be like everybody else, how are they going to see Christ in you? If you're doing everything all the other kids are doing, you know, you're just out there trying to be like them. And the problem is you're never going to be like them because your parents are praying too hard for you. So you're never going to fit in like that. So if you are willing to be different, even when different may be difficult, that's a powerful way to affect change. If you're willing to, like Ariana, if you're willing to say God is a healer and say it out loud when other people are afraid to say it, or if you're willing to dress a certain way and be modest in your apparel and not trying to be like the latest hoochie mama hood rat alley cat, then you can, you're affecting change because I promise you that somebody is watching you. Other kids are watching you be different. And when your light shines, when your brilliance shines, the brilliance that God has put in front of inside of you, then what you do is you give someone else permission to be brilliant. They don't have to be afraid to be brilliant because they're looking over there and say, oh, she's brilliant. She's letting her brilliance show. So I think I can be brilliant. That's excellent. be the change that you want to be. And sometimes, Imaji, that's going to be hard, and I'm sure that you know that. But don't be afraid. Be courageous, okay?
Okay.
Be courageous. That was a good report. That was a good one.
Thank you.
All of them have been good. That was just a different way to look at the topic. And that's your unique self. That was a unique way to look at change. And so, good job. And I'm very excited about these reports because it tells me that you guys actually have things on your mind, that you're not just kids, that the only thing on your mind is a, what is it, some kind of game or whatever. You have serious things on your mind that you think about and that you're concerned about. And that excites me because it lets me know what quality children that you are. And that's a good thing. Okay, we are going to continue because I have gotten very excited here with my junior giants. For those of you who are listening, I want you to know this is the cream of the crop. These are excellent young people, and I'm praying God's blessings on them. We have several of them that are going to be aging out in the middle of the summer, but that's why we are recruiting for additional junior giants. It's and not always easy to be a junior giant. First of all, they have to work with me, and sometimes that's not easy. But it is training them for a lot of different areas. And so if you want your child to be a part of Junior Giants, as we said before, they can log in to our website. The website address is www.juniorgiantspeak.com. All one word, Junior Giants Speak. And get us the information, and we'll get in touch with you as soon as we receive it. We're going to keep going with our show this morning. We're doing World Changers. And this morning we're going to go to our next one is going to be Miss Ariana. Good morning, Ariana. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
You're good? How was your week?
It was great. I liked it.
You had a great week. Why was it great?
Because on Friday, yesterday, my band, we went to a festival, and the guy and the judges gave our group a great review and how we did. He said he loved the way that we put our emotions into the music, and he just went out, and I felt so great about it.
Okay, you're doing a lot of things at school. Aren't you part of student government also?
No, that's Ariel. She's part of Ariel's part of student council.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I already talked to you. I'm sorry I hit the wrong one. Okay, so but your week was great.
Mm-hmm.
What instrument did you play?
I played the tuba.
I did not know this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Oh, I thought you did.
Okay. I will be remembering that. Hmm. Okay, well, great job. I'm glad to hear that. But now we are going to go to Ariel for her point on being a world changer. Thank you, Ariana.
Okay.
Okay, Ariel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm kind of tired.
You're kind of tired? Okay. Well, how was your week?
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a good
kind of aced all my tests that I, like, took this week, so it's good.
That's a good week. That's a good week. Go on with your report.
Well, honestly, I don't know what I would change in the world because I've heard a lot of stuff that's, like, happening right now and, like, what happened, like, my parents told me, like, what happened in the past, like, what happened when they were growing up compared to what's happening when I'm growing up is totally different. So, honestly, I would just change that. It's really hard to, like, think because there's a lot of stuff that in the world that needs to be changed, but there's certain stuff that, honestly, we can't change because it's depending on the actions of the people who do it.
Okay.
I really don't know.
All right, but let me give you a different point of view then. There's this thing called prayer, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, I heard.
very powerful. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Now, when you mix prayer and faith, you know what faith is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Well, faith is believing God when you really honestly can't see him and just, like, putting all your faith in him because God, you really can't see God, but faith is when you just believe him when you just can't see him.
Okay. So this thing called prayer, and when you mix it with faith, oh, my gosh, it is like the most powerful thing in the world. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things if you can believe. The Bible says all things are possible to them that believe. So, yes, there are things that are we need to change in our world. And there are a lot of things, and some of them are very, very serious. And then there are some things that are going to just be here until Jesus comes, and that's a fact. But we should look at those things that we can change, and if you cannot actually put your hand on it or you cannot actually be a part of it, the most powerful thing that you can do is pray in faith. If you can pray and believe that God can make a difference, he'll do just that. You can't pray in doubt or say, well, I'm just praying, it's not going to work. You're right, it's not going to work because you didn't believe. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you may not be able to decide out of the many things that need to happen what you want to do. But you need to start thinking about how can I affect the world? What does my living, you know, what does it mean? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing?
I believe that right now that God put me on this earth because He's allowed me to go through some things so I could see the good outcome of it. Because, like, my dad told me that God allowed me to go through some bad things like he allowed him to do. But at the end of the road, when you're going through it and it all comes out a great, like, victory, like, it's like when you go through something bad, there's always, if you believe in God, there's always going to be a great outcome of what he has in store for you. So don't, like, that's what my dad told me. When God's letting you go through something, don't doubt him because he's allowing you to do it because he wants you to see the good outcome of it.
That's right.
You really can't, like, doubt him. You just have to believe.
And that's absolutely true. All of us go through something, and things that are hard, some things that are really, 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 really hard, okay? But there is a purpose for it. There is a reason for it because it may be teaching you something that there's no other way for you to learn it than to go through this hard thing. And so that's why you have to know that all things work together to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So if you know that you love God and that he has something purposed for your life, then when you go through hard things, you have to know that God allowed it. He let you do it. He let you have to go through it for a reason. And you have to always trust that God will never do anything to hurt you. He'll never do anything to hurt you. Never, never, never. Okay? He always does it for your benefit. And even sometimes it's hard things like losing a parent. That's really, really, really hard. Okay?
Yeah.
That's really, 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 really hard. But there is a lesson even in that. There's something that made me stronger in losing my parents. There's a strength that I have now that I would not have had any other way. Or losing a friend, okay? Or having to move and move away from everything that you know. There is purpose behind that, and you've got to know that it's going to all work out for your good. So you have to start looking for the good. Okay. Does that make sense? Ariel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I thought you'd gone. Okay.
No.
That's a good point. We're going to go on and continue. Don't hang up, though. We're going to go on and continue with our stories, with our reports this morning on being a world changer. And we're going to go to Jason. But first of all, I need to check. Do I have DeJory on the line? Do I have DeJory? Okay. Do Do I have Jasmine?
Mm-mm.
All right. Okay, we're going to keep going. We're going to go with Jason. Good morning, Jason. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. How was your week?
It was okay.
It was okay. That doesn't sound great. What went on this week?
It was balanced out. I had good grades. We had to do a lot of work, though. But it was just, like, evened out the whole day. The whole
week. So it's just balanced. Little good, little bad all together?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, go on with your report, then.
Well, for me as a change agent, I would want to change for everyone or anybody that would smoke or dip. And this is what my first step would be, to go up to them and ask. There's three questions I have to ask you. One, why do you smoke when you know it's bad for you? Smoking, dipping, and chewing tobacco weed is bad for you. It contains nicotine, which can cause you to have lung and throat cancer, rotting teeth, and last bad breath. Two, what purpose do you have in life if all you do is get high, get arrested, get out of jail, get high again, next thing you know, bang, pop, you're in hell. Three, say if you're smoking or dipping and a police goes by, you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, why would you do it? And that's the end of it.
Okay, Jason. All righty. So tell me, what can you do to impact this issue? So you said you would go up to them and ask them questions?
To try to persuade them, not so hard as at first, but if they keep denying it and they know they're doing something wrong, and they keep doing it, if they're addicted to it, I would try to... Okay, so I have this neighbor that is kind of like diagonally across the street from me. He smokes, and he had throat cancer, I believe. We persuaded him not to smoke anymore, but he has changed. He stopped smoking. He's gotten better. He made it through, and he's just had a healthy and better life.
Okay. Okay. And I say the same thing to you, because sometimes when people are smoking is an addiction, and it's an addiction just like other people are addicted to crack. It's an addiction that they are addicted to nicotine, and so sometimes they're not willing to hear you when you say, you know, you really shouldn't do this. And so just like I told Ariel, that's the time that you can pray. You can pray and affect change in their life. And that's how you can be an agent of change. Sometimes, like I said, you can't always put your hands on it yourself, but you can always pray and ask God to God deliver them. God cause them to know you better. And so that's good. And that takes a lot of courage to be able to do that, especially when they're really wrapped up in doing whatever it is that they're doing, whether it's smoking marijuana, smoking cigarettes, whatever they're doing. That's destructive to their life. Sometimes they don't see that they don't see it as being destructive, and so that takes a lot of courage to address that with them. Okay, good job, Jason.
It took my family about 2 years just to get them to stop.
Okay, so you guys talk to them a lot?
Yes.
Okay, and so, but that's good that you guys were willing to try. Okay, so that's a good job. So it's important that you be the change that you want to see in the world, okay? I want to see if I have one of my other giants. I have several callers here. Do I have Faith? Okay, I guess not. So we're going to keep going. We're going to take a quick music break. I want the giants to be pondering a question while we listen to the music this morning. And the question that I have for the Giants is, how do you use God to impact the world around you, the world that you live in? I don't mean the big, huge, giant world. I mean, right where you live every day, your house, your friends, your school, how do you use God to impact that world or to bring change to the world that you live in? So I want you to think about that while we go to our musical selection this morning. And this morning we're going to be going to Jazzy Boy. And he's going to be singing Check It at the Door. Okay, listen up.
Dance like David dance, picture this romance, milk and honey's the land. I give him all I am, he is the great I am. No need for another friend. Oh, if they mistreat him, I'll take him like Obed Edom. Some ask him what's the reason, Philistines on him beating, to the point I was weakened. But that's what I believe in, no need for nothing vegan. Oh, I mean pagan, we should hold him in presidency like Carter and Reagan. Dancing to the beat of his drum, obeying the cadence. Can't fall to the snares and the plans that's coming from Satan. Promise he's coming back, he's waiting on some, be patient. If you're one of the ones he's waiting on, why are you waiting? He's married to the backslider, so why are you faking? I once was on that train of hell, but I let my spot get taken. Don't worry, I'm still going somewhere. Heaven's population, that motion's the same right there. No more litigation. I'm absent of fraction is all I'm making in need of that good virtue that comes with having patience. A faithful faith that's rooted in you and becomes true by what I do. And you know we can't be shaken. Where I want to be, it's like a vacation where I'm off my feet. Dreaming in and out of day and even as I lay in sleep, to be in your presence, Lord, is better than any human can be. David danced out of his clothes when the ark was where it was supposed to be. The only thing left on him was a linen ephod. Please, God, forgive us how we are or can be. Not picking up that line every time that you call me. He who stick closer than a brother, that's more than family. Jesus being the answer I learned from my nanny. Not to forget to mention that you were sweeter than candy. But you can only be known outside of carnality. So in your presence, Lord, is exactly where I want to be. I'm talking to the nation. His presence is amazing. Here's some information. Wanna be blessed in his presence? No replacing. Put some hesitation on all y'all God hating. It's because of his presence I have joy. It ain't no taking. I tried it with just me. Ended up on bended knee. Found out in his presence exactly where I wanna be.
Yeah.
I love that song. And I had the wrong, I gave you the wrong song name. That song is called In Your Presence, and that's by Anthony High, a.k.a. Jazzy Boy. And that is where we want to be, is in God's presence. We are here again this morning with the Junior Giants, and we are discussing being world changers. I left you all with a question as to how do you use God to, how do you allow God to affect change in the world that you live in? And I want to start this discussion off with Imaji. Imaji?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Can you answer that for me? How do you let God affect your world, the world around you?
Well, I guess it's how I carry myself. I don't always talk about them. I don't think anybody really does, but I carry myself a certain way. I don't always do things right, but everybody makes mistakes, and talking about them, I do that. And most of my friends, honestly, are really at church, so it's not like they don't know about them, but I talk about them with my friends that aren't saved as well. I try my best to let them know the truth, even if you don't want to hear it. That's what a true friend does. So I would carry myself a certain way, and I'd show you Christ through me, even if you don't understand it.
Okay. All right. I like that answer. Stay open for the discussion, okay? We're going to go to Ariana. And Ariana, tell me how you allow Christ to affect your, the world around you.
I allow God to help me when I'm during school so that I'm able to focus in good grades, because my grades have been that well in all my teachers know that I can do better than this, and I just ask God if he wants to. And God can help me during the ups and downs in my life, even at home, at school. And that's how God is in my life going around in this life.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to Simeon. Simeon, how do you let God affect the world that you're in, or help you to impact the world that you live in?
Well, maybe repeat the question.
How do you let God affect the world that you live in? How do you let him impact your world? How do you use him to impact your world?
Well, like sometimes I act, and I sing sometimes too.
You sing?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay. What do you sing?
Well, I sing some songs by Canton Jones.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite?
We Ride on 24.
What's it called?
We Ride on 24.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go to Jason. Jason, how do you allow God to impact your life, your everyday life?
It could either be me or somebody else, anybody. That one person will stand out and create a cause or chain reaction for everybody to start doing the right thing.
That's the mentor group.
Okay. All right, I love you all's thinking this morning. You're thinking kind of broad, so I like that. Okay. Let's go to Ms. Ariel.
Yes.
How do you allow God to impact the world that you live in around you?
I couldn't hear
Hello?
You.
Hello? I said, how do you allow God to impact your world?
Well, I allow God to impact my world by letting him help me, help me do good in school. Letting him help me have a better attitude when I ask him, and I pray to him, and I ask him for a certain thing, he allows me to do it because because he loves me and he wants me to do right. So when I pray to him with the right heart, he lets me just, I basically just do it.
Okay. Okay. It's important that as young Christians that you allow God to be part of your everyday life. He's just not the God of church. He likes church, but he likes being out in the world with you. So wherever you go, he is. And so he likes being a part of your everyday life. And when you make contact with him every day, that's the way that you, you're sure to affect change in somebody's life or in your world, because they're going to see Christ in you. Now, we have several callers this morning, and I wanted to see if any of them wanted to have any input on our topic today of being world changers. And if you want to talk, all you have to do is press 1, and you can have a comment. I'm assuming that's a no. Okay.
Sure.
Huh?
Dee Dee is here.
Okay. Zuri, you want to go on and give us your report?
I don't have it with me. It's in the car.
Okay, so tell me something that you would affect, something that you would change in the world.
1 second. Okay, something I would change in the world would be, like, cats and dogs living on the street.
Okay, why?
Because just like us, they have feelings, they have a mind, and they have a heart. And a lot of people need love to live, and even though we're not animals, we're kind of alike in a way. And we all need to be taken care of. Or we need to take care of somebody. And I feel like the animals that live on the street don't have that advantage. They have to find their own food, and sometimes they can't find their food, and some have babies. And most of the time, those babies don't live. And if I were to start that change, I would, let's see. I would get, shirts and cups and calendars and bags that would say, how to actually help those animals. And if it got further than that, then I would try to make or start a place where it would be safe for them to live, and try to give them love. And that's it.
Okay. Do you have pets?
Yes, no. I have a chihuahua.
You have a chihuahua? What's your chihuahua's name?
Kilner.
What?
Kilner.
Okay. All right. That's a different one where we've had this morning, but that's a good one. That's something that's important to you. And that's a good thing, the things that are important to you. Because the things that are important to you are the things that you'll have a passion about. So that's thank you, DeJory, for your report. We're going to keep going. We just have a few more minutes here. I want to, once again, before we go off the air, I want to make sure that I reiterate the fact that we are recruiting junior giants. You have to just go to the website at www.juniorgiantspeak.com, and you can fill out the information there, or you can give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, and we are taking children from the ages of 7 to 12. We do have a group of young people that are going to be aging out this summer. It's breaking my heart, but we have to go with the mandates of the show. They will be going on to other areas of Junior Giants, so we are recruiting those to, is it possible to take their place, but those who may want to come in and do their part as far as being a junior giant. So if you're one of those young people, or if you know young people who you believe would do well in this show or in this arena, please contact us, and we'll get them started as soon as possible. Okay. My last question, and this goes to all the junior giants as well as to the listeners if they choose to answer. When it comes to changing things, sometimes, I believe Imaji said, sometimes it makes you afraid, or you're afraid of change. You don't like change. So my question is, what do you do when the changes that you need to make you uncomfortable? If there's changes that you need to make, whether it's in yourself or in the world around you or in the friends that you are with, when making that change makes you uncomfortable or makes you afraid, what do you do? Does everyone have that question? What do you do when the change that you need to make you uncomfortable or fearful? What is something that you can do? And I'm going to start this one off with Imaji. Imaji?
Yes.
What do you do when the change that you need to make makes you uncomfortable or fearful?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not a very serious person. I make jokes all the time, and I can never keep a straight face. So I always try to find the funny side of it or the silly side as I am.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Do you address it? Do you still make the change?
Like I said, it's not really something you can avoid. So if it's unavoidable, then I have to cope with it whether I want to or not.
Okay. Okay. Good answer. Good answer. Let's go to Ariel. Ariel, what do you do?
I just go along with it. If it happens, I can't like stop it from happening. So I'm gonna put it. I just have to go with it.
But what if it's a change you need to make? Okay, so say like, let me give you an example. Say, like, you have some friends, and they're your friends, you like them and all, but sometimes they cause you to have problems because they're in the problems and behavior. And so you know that you need to make a change because to keep hanging out with them is going to cause you drama at home. That doesn't make you comfortable because these are your friends and you've been hanging out with them. So then what do you do?
Well, honestly, I stop hanging out with them. Honestly, to tell you, I've gone through that. Well, I have friends that they've been my friends for a long time, and then they hit middle school, and then they just changed. Some of them just became kind of shy, and then some of them just got outgoing than what they used to be in elementary school. And just one certain person that used to be my really best friend, but she's changed so much. I can't really call her my friend anymore, honestly. She's just nasty, perverted. She just changed. It just makes me sad to see that her parents are Christians and all, and plus her mom and dad, before elementary school, her mom and dad were married. When she hit middle school, her mom and dad got divorced. So I understand that life has changed for her because she really doesn't often get to see her dad and all, but her attitude at school just changed. It's different.
Okay, so you feel comfortable making changes?
Yes.
Even if they're hard? Okay.
Even if they're hard, and even if she comes around me all the time and tries to act like my friend, I'll say hi and just go by. Like, I say hi to her and then I just walk off. And y'all, she also have a conversation with me, but I don't feel comfortable to have a conversation because it's just awkward.
Okay. Let's go to Simeon. Simeon, what do you do when you need to make a change that you need to make is difficult. What do you do? He didn't click on. Okay, Simeon, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do?
Well, I just let God do what he does, and then I won't worry about it.
I love you, Simeon. Yes. Okay. You say you let God do what he does. Okay. What if God tells you to make a change? What do you do?
Well, I'll just make a change. I'll just do what he said.
Okay. That's an excellent answer. And it's good to start doing that now, because when you get to be an adult, it won't be so hard to do it, because you're used to doing what he tells you to do. Excellent. Okay, we're going to go to Jason. Jason?
Well, this has to go back to what Amaji said. If you're not comfortable to change something, think about the upside to it. Make you feel happy. And even when people are not around, do the right thing, so you have a warm and fuzzy feeling inside.
Okay. All righty. I'm loving these answers. You guys are doing an excellent job. Excellent. Dee Dee.
Yes, sir?
What do you do when you need to make a change that's hard?
Well.
Or that causes you to fear?
I ask God about it, and then I've read and heard that usually if that change or that thing that you're thinking in your head makes you scared, it's usually the right thing to do, unless it's something obvious that you know you would never do. But that's what I would do. I would just go ahead and do it if it was the right thing to do.
Okay. And Ariana, what about you?
Yeah. What about what?
What about you? How do you handle the changes that are harder, that cause you to fear? What do you do with that?
I really don't know. Sometimes changes are good, sometimes changes are bad, but sometimes I don't really fear them.
Okay. Okay. Well, we are coming to the end of our show, and I want to thank the Junior Giant Reporters for such a great show. You did a great job. I love those answers. I appreciated the unique points of view, and that's the good thing about working with young people. It makes me have to look at things differently. You have done an excellent job. Please remember that you are world changers, and it is important that you understand the role that you have in the world. Just because you're children doesn't mean your role is any less important. Your role is vital and needed. Other children need to see what God is doing in your life, and you need to talk to God often. And let God direct you in the things that you want to do with your life. And if you allow God to direct you, you will always go far. You'll never have to walk by yourself, because he's going to always be with you. So don't be afraid to be unique. Be the change you want to see in the world. Don't be afraid to be the light that sits on the hill that cannot be hid. When you're that light and you trust in God, things are bound to go your way, or the way that they're supposed to in your life. So we're closing out Junior Giant Speaks. This is a show for children, by children, and about children. God bless you and have a blessed week. We're going to go out of here listening to Check It at the Door. Bye. Chad?
You know, I was just thinking the other day what it is that God requires of us. What it is that he's calling for. And being that he's the only God, he's not calling for a bunch of mess.
joy. Every day that I have to get it right, wanna know where I'm going when I die. No mic, you can tune into this on those nights you feeling weak, and you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light, and I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take.